The League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, along with the Ypsilanti District Library, hosted a mayoral candidate forum Tuesday night at the Riverside Arts Center.
The candidates will be on the ballot in the November general election on Tuesday, November 6th.
Over 100 people attended the forum to hear what four out of the five candidates had to say. Write-in candidate Sheila McSpadden did not participate. Newcomer Mykeela Tate says she decided to run because she wants to see a real change in Ypsilanti after being the victim of violence.
I'm fed up with this system. I'm a product of the system in this city. I'm a product of the poorness in this city. I'm a product of the corruption that is in the head of the house that's over the city.
Eastern Michigan University lecturer Adrian Hirschfelder would like to see the city focus on issues such as repairing roads and creating more affordable housing. She believes Ypsilanti continues to address the same issues over and over.
I can imagine an Ypsilanti that is not obsessed with and traumatized by Water Street. I can imagine an Ypsilanti with an engaged, diverse community working together for our mutual interests.
Things got heated when City Council member Beth Bashir from the 2nd Ward explained why she voted in favor of using $375,000 of mental health funds from a county millage to fund affordable housing and park projects.
That's not enough to do mental health services. That really is not enough. It could pay for maybe a couple of staff people in an office, and that's about it, and that would not make a difference.
Meanwhile, former City Council member Ann Brown disagreed.
Our school children, particularly at Ypsilanti High School, many of them are living in traumatized situations. That money could have gone toward a counselor at the school to help in a trauma center.
Becoming a more inclusive community was another issue that was discussed. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.